Unfortunately, Florida and Texas are hot spots, as are California and New York. Those four states have the largest numbers of homeless veterans across the nation, and Florida has about 5,300 across the state. My staff is there now working with both the medical centers and the community agencies to visit, make sure the vets are getting the services they need. Florida's doing a good job, but they have a ways to go.
What are some of the things they need to improve on?
Florida really is working hard at continuing connecting all of their partners, as well as ensuring that there's permanent affordable housing. There's this technique called housing first, where you put a veteran in a home and then you wrap the services around them. Our department has made this a policy and really working with folks to move to that philosophy, get folks off the street.
And Florida's probably biggest challenge is affordable housing?
Right, affordable housing.
Who makes up the homeless veterans population?
Our average veteran is about 52 years old, generally male. The race would likely to be Caucasian or African American. There's no real difference there. And most are single and have been living on the streets for some period of time. We do also see women veterans, but they only make up about 9%.
The women veterans, are they also, a lot of them, with children?
Our women veterans are a little younger than the male veterans, and many do have children in tow, as do our male veterans.
That typical male veteran, age 52, single, homeless, without a job, are we talking pretty much Vietnam veterans?
Absolutely. That's our biggest cohort right now.
What are the programs that address them? Do they differ at all from some of your newer homeless veterans from Iraq or Afghanistan wars?
When we talk about our Vietnam veteran, it's a whole different war than what our young veterans have faced. It's a different technique to engage them into services. The newer vets are much more technologically savvy, and so websites and phone apps and things like that are more likely to be used with the young OIF, OEF, OND veterans. Our older veterans really benefit from face-to-face contact, where we actually go to the street and talk with them wherever they're at, shelter, soup kitchens, under the bridge.
How realistic is it to say zero homelessness among veterans?
It's a lofty goal that's been set for us, but I can tell you that I think there's no better time than right now when we're positioned with our services and our partnerships across the nation to really impact homeless veterans across the nation. I think we're going to make it happen and not tire until it does.
Do you have a clock ticking down saying, okay, 1 year, 7 months, and so many days to go?
So, yeah, by December 2015, we need to end homelessness.
Does that mean you should be working yourself out of a job?
I would hope someday I could work myself out of a job because it would mean no homeless veterans across the nation. But I'll remind you, there'll always be crises in people's lives.
National Director of the Homeless Programs for the Veterans Health Administration, Lisa Pate, we appreciate your time and your input.
It's been a pleasure.